Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we're talking about an article called NSW Strata Levies Explained, Administrative Fund versus Capital Works Fund. And if you've ever stared at a strata levy notice wondering what you're actually paying for, this one is genuinely useful.
So the article opens with a really simple observation. Every quarter, owners in a strata scheme pay their levies. Most people think of it as one bill. It's actually two.
Two separate funds doing two completely different jobs.
Exactly. The first is the administrative fund. The article describes it as the household budget for the building. It covers the predictable, recurring costs, insurance premiums for the building and common property, cleaning and gardening of common areas, electricity and water for shared spaces, minor repairs, and strata management fees.
The stuff you'd expect to pay every year, pretty much without surprise.
Right. The levies into the administrative fund are set to match the expected spend for the coming year. It's the operational side of the building.
And the second fund?
The Capital Works Fund. A lot of owners still call it the sinking fund, which was the old name. This one is the savings pool. The idea is that over time, the scheme builds up money so it can pay for major works when they fall due, without hitting owners with a sudden bill.
What kinds of works are we talking about?
The article gives a pretty clear list. Repainting the building, replacing a roof, upgrading lifts, major waterproofing, resurfacing driveways. Big, infrequent jobs that cost a lot and only come around every several years.
So you can't just absorb those into the regular running budget?
Not a chance. And that's why the two funds are kept deliberately separate. If a committee dips into the Capital Works Fund to cover day-to-day costs, the savings shrink and the scheme gets caught short when a big job arrives.
Which I imagine does happen.
It does. The article actually calls underfunding the Capital Works Fund one of the costliest errors a committee can make. The analogy it uses is good. A well-planned Capital Works Fund is the difference between a scheme that handles a roof replacement calmly and one that panics.
That's a pretty stark way to put it, but accurate.
Very. And keeping the fund separate is what protects that planning.
How do the levies actually get set? Is that just the committee deciding what they feel like charging?
No, and that's an important point. The committee and the strata managing agent prepare a budget for each fund, estimating the year ahead. That budget goes to the owners' corporation at a general meeting, usually the AGM, and the owners vote to approve it.
So owners have actual input?
They do, and each owner contributes in proportion to their unit entitlement, the share assigned to their lot. The process and the voting rules are set out in the Strata Schemes Management Act 2015, so the article suggests checking current detail with NSW Fair Trading or your strata managing agent, rather than relying on what someone told you.
Good advice. What about special levies? I've heard people dread those.
For good reason. A special levy is a one-off additional charge raised when the scheme needs money it doesn't have in either fund. Usually when a major repair comes up that the Capital Works Fund can't cover, it gets decided at a general meeting.
And owners dislike them because they come out of nowhere and can be sizable.
Exactly. The article is direct about it. The best defence is a properly planned Capital Works Fund that saves ahead for the works the building will need. Fund maintenance steadily and you protect owners from that sudden bill.
So for someone sitting on a strata committee, this is pretty core knowledge.
The article makes that point clearly. You don't need to be an accountant. You do need to know the difference between the two funds, why the Capital Works Fund matters, and why keeping levies realistic now saves owners real pain later.
And there's a course that covers this specifically.
There is. Archer Institute has a Strata Members CPD that covers the funds, levies, and budgeting in plain English for both committee members and owners who want to understand what they're paying and why.
So what's the single thing to take away?
If you're on a committee, take the Capital Works Fund seriously. Fund it properly now and you'll save your owners from a very unpleasant surprise down the track.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog, NSW Strata Levies Explained, Administrative Fund versus Capital Works Fund. Worth a read if you're involved in any strata scheme in NSW.
And Archer Institute offers nationally recognised online, self-paced training with real Australian-based support. If you want to know how the Strata Members CPD covers strata finances, give them a call on 1800 069 273.
Thanks for listening.